Let's check Ag News on the RFD Radio Network. I'm DeLos Yonke. Governor J.B. Pritzker last week, while in Taylorville, announced an executive order directing the Illinois Department of Agriculture and the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity to take immediate steps to strengthen domestic markets for agricultural commodities. We get more from Steve Bridge at our Springfield affiliate, WMAY.
The EO addresses continued efforts to boost domestic markets. IDOA Director Jerry Costello says they've had good success lately with outreach and holding on to relationships, even for the continued exporting of ag products around the globe.
Our grain tours, which we recently got done with, I can tell you they've been more successful than ever. Last year, they accounted for about $159 million in sales to our companies here in the state of Illinois, which is $30 million higher than before. Incidentally, we had a Chinese company that was here. So those relationships, looking them in the eye, asking them to sit down face-to-face, making sure they understand that we value their relationship, value them as trading partners, is more important than ever.
The EO also continues the investment in the Farm Family Resource Initiative, a free service for farmers and those in rural areas who need mental health support. If you need help, you can call 833-FARM-SOS. Reporting in Springfield, I'm Steve Bridge for the RFD Radio Network.
Thanks, Steve. Now off to Washington, where it's a big week for the president's tariffs as well as for SNAP benefits, both issues before courts, as our Washington correspondent Matt Kay reports.
The Supreme Court will hear legal challenges to President Trump's tariffs in cases brought by small businesses and several states. Critics argue the 1977 law in question doesn't grant the president the emergency tariff powers he claims, that those are reserved for Congress. Trump's pick for U.S. ag trade negotiator Julie Callahan argued at her Senate confirmation hearing,
"We really have an unprecedented opportunity to use the leverage of the reciprocal tariffs to open markets around the world, including, most importantly, developing countries, emerging markets, where there's opportunities to increase our market share."
The Supreme Court's decision could reshape U.S. trade policy and the president's economic powers, or force a fallback to more cumbersome, time-consuming trade laws to reduce trade barriers. Separately, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said on CNN's State of the Union, the administration won't appeal two court orders to use emergency funds to partially fund SNAP.
But you know, there's a process that has to be followed, so we got to figure out what the process is. President Trump wants to make sure that people get their food benefits.
USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins said recently emergency funds couldn't be used for SNAP while the government shutdown sidelines the underlying program, a claim at odds with the use of those funds in the 2019 shutdown. For the RFD Radio Network, Matt Kay, Washington.
The Illinois Flash Index in October dropped 0.2 of a point. It's still better than 100, which is the dividing line between growth and contraction. The index is a weighted average of Illinois growth rates in corporate earnings, consumer spending, and personal income, and monitored by the Institute of Government and Public Affairs and the University of Illinois System. Merit Auctions, your farmland and machinery auction company, looking to have a live or virtual auction or a timed online event, call 833-273-9300. This is the RFD Radio Network.